This is Financial Armor with Brad Cooper from Cooper Financial Investments. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Brad provides his clients and prospects the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now here is Financial Armor with Brad Cooper.
Welcome to another episode of Financial Armor Show. My name is Brad Cooper, the host, and I am the president and CEO of Cooper Financial Investments. And I would like to introduce my co-host, Tony Shore. How you doing, Tony?
I am doing great. It's great to be here with you today. I'm excited about the show, Brad. I had a great weekend. We were just talking about my weekend. Yes. I was actually at the Sphere in Las Vegas. It's the world renowned concert venue that just opened this past year, and I would recommend everybody go see it. I saw U2 there. They were phenomenal, but it's the visuals too. You would not believe this place. If you ever get a chance, I'm not a big Vegas guy. I just flew in for the show and flew back out. But it's worth it to see the Sphere.
Wow. Maybe we should plan our next radio show there. That sounds pretty exciting.
Record live from the Sphere. Yeah, that would be great. I don't think anybody wants to see our faces six stories tall on a giant LED screen. Not mine, anyway. Yours, maybe.
Yes. Yeah, so, well, your weekend was much more exciting than mine, but I am excited, though, because we did and have been the last several months, but more so the last week, planning out our final touches each year, especially up to the pandemic. We have always hosted a client Christmas party appreciation event where we just really go all out, Tony, and just show our clients how much we love and appreciate them. And so that's coming up. So a lot of work put into that. Thank God for our wonderful staff, and even more important, my wonderful wife, who is the head of that project. And so excited for that. But that would come in a close second, maybe, to your weekend.
No, family's more important. And you had a good time on your weekend there as well. But this is an interesting topic you have for us today, Brad. I think it's really important. It's an important one. You know, we're talking about the 2024 retirement picture today, aren't we?
Yeah. So, you know, as we approach the end of 2023 and look at 2024, which I can't believe we're already, you know, at the end or approaching the end of 2023, let's talk about the retirement picture. I just read an article in the last week, Tony, a U.S. News and World Report article. What is the outlook for retirement in 2024? So anytime I see those types of articles, I want to, you know, cover them in details just to see if the lines up with what we are hearing from our experts and from our many resources. And it does. And a lot of the information, Tony, which we'll cover today is information which you may be familiar with or the listeners may not. So just be prepared. And my motto is just always be proactive. Our philosophy at Cooper Financial is hope for the best, but prepare and plan for the worst just in case that happens. So, but just digging into the article, one of the first points, it talked about Social Security in 2024 will mean basically when you look at filing for your Social Security check, and once you lock in at that, especially once it's been 12 months or longer, you're locked in for life. So that should be one of the most important careful decisions you make before filing and turning in all the paperwork for Social Security. So, because over 10, 20, 30 years of your retirement lifetime, that could amount to thousands and thousands of dollars if you make the mistake and not file correctly.
Right. And you don't want to leave all that money on the table. If you file at the wrong time, you can make a huge mistake and it can cost you so much over the course of retirement, what you would have made. I would not want to make a move with Social Security, Brad, without working with a financial services professional like yourself. And I know you have tools there like the Social Security maximization report that you can run for people, correct?
Absolutely, Tony. Not only do we have a really user-friendly, client-friendly Social Security maximization report that's personalized for you, in addition to that, we have a team of Social Security gurus, experts that know Social Security inside and out. And when you're about to make that decision, do not do what a lot of people do. What do they do, Tony? They may ask their neighbor, Bob. Bob, what do you think? You know, when did you file Social Security? Well, I filed at 63. You have to file at 63. It's not, you know, it's a different scenario, different planning for each and every person. In some cases, we can make the argument it's best to file at 62. Other cases, at 70, 67, 68. So there's no, it's not black and white. So you work with professionals, work with people that have resources like we do to help you make the right decision.
Right. That's really, really important. Obviously, there are things that are going to make 2024 even more critical for planning. I mean, high inflation has been affecting our plans, healthcare costs. These are all factors that we need to think about, right?
That's right. You know, the big increase coming up, Tony, in 2024 with Social Security is 3.2%, you know, which is better than zero. However, if inflation still stays high, healthcare expenses stay high, that could erode and eat up a big portion of your Social Security check. And if you're not keeping up with inflation, that could be detrimental for your retirement plan. So that's another reason and consideration when you're filing for Social Security. Is it the right time? Or if we defer it and wait, that could be a bigger check. Here's a good rule of thumb, which Tony, I know we talked about in the past, but if you file today at 62 years of age, you're going to take a 25% reduction by filing wow. early. However, if you file at full retirement age, which a lot of our clients, that could be 66 and a half, 67, or even higher in the future, the full retirement age, if you wait 1 year thereafter, and each year you wait until the age of 70, that's an 8% increase per year, which, of course, that's keeping up with inflation. But if you file too early, that could, you know, make a huge impact for the negative on your Social Security amount.
Yeah, because once you file, you lock in that amount. So if you file early at 62, if your neighbor said that's what you got to do, you'll get more checks that way. You're locking in a lower amount, and that could affect you in the future. It could affect your spouse negatively in the future should you pass. So that's definitely a good point you're making, Brad. You want to make sure that you know what's right for your situation. Now, it might be right for your situation to file at 62, but I wouldn't want to make that decision without meeting with somebody like yourself first, who has the Social Security maximization report, who's helped. You've helped so many people over the years make sure they file for the correct time based on where they're at and what their needs are.
You know, absolutely. And I just came across this past week, Tony. I just had a client call me, and her health is getting worse. She's got early onset of dementia and also Parkinson. And I remember years ago when I first met her, she already filed for Social Security, been receiving Social Security for several years, and she did not get the right advice. Just for the amount and the time she filed, she was just barely getting by. And she just told me this past week, Brad, I'm having to sell my home. I got to go into assisted living care, and the cost is so much greater than I thought. If I would have just made different decisions 10, 15 years ago, or if I would have met you, things may be different. So she's got such a great heart and a good attitude. You know, just encourage people out there to do the research, get the education out there, and make the right decision. So I feel sorry for her, but you know, there is information and good, reliable information that can help you make the right decision with Social Security.
Well, right. And I know that today you're offering our listeners out there a great offer for that Social Security maximization report. If they want to have that run, all our listeners need to do is give you a call. They can call you there at Cooper Financial. The number is 520-543-8345, correct?
That's right. 520-543-8345. Or if you just want to visit our site, Tony, financialarmorshow.com. Again, let me spit it out there. Financialarmorshow.com. Just put your information in. We'll get an email. We'll reach out to you and we'll give you a copy at no cost, no obligation, a Social Security maximization report that will help you make the right decision to fully maximize your Social Security benefits and the pros and cons too. And that's something, Tony, that I'm seeing a lot is a lot of financial institutions aren't giving enough information. Of course, the longer you wait, the more money you make, but also taxes is a big consequence too on Social Security. And without making the right decision, it could be detrimental. So if you're thinking inflation may go down a little bit, and this talks about an article as well, and you can get higher returns in the market. So historically, that's been the case. Of course, last year was negative. This year has been a roller coaster, but we are optimistic going into the future. So maybe you've already filed and maybe you're thinking, oh my gosh, I made the wrong decision, or maybe I should have waited. You know, don't be fully discouraged because there is hope, but also you need to be talking to a financial service professional that can give you the rest of the story. What was it? Paul Harvey? You remember Paul Harvey, Tony, from years ago?
The rest of the story.
That's right. And there is the rest of the story, which you won't hear too often in our industry, that will impact not only Social Security, but pensions and everything else to do with retirement planning.
Yep. I'm Paul Harvey. I can't quite do it. I'm Paul Harvey. And that's the rest of the story. Yeah. Wow. Something like that. I don't know.
He was amazing.
He was one of a kind. Yeah. Yeah. He was awesome. So that's really good information. I want our listeners to understand that they can get a hold of that report. Now what's next? What else do we need to know headed into 2024 this year, Brad?
Well, in case you don't know, and this is one last thing I want to touch on Social Security, then we'll kind of change topics a little bit, but
sure.
You know, Social Security Board of Trustees 2023 annual report. Basically, the Social Security's trust fund may run short unless Congress intervenes. And we all know, if you don't, Google Social Security 2033, Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid are in trouble. However, Congress will step in and make some changes. But here's one of the proposed conversations that Congress is having right now. And they're talking about moving the full retirement age of Social Security to 69. They have not done that yet. But if they do, they're talking about implementing that starting in the year 2026. So that would have an impact on anyone of age 59 or younger at this point. So keep your eyes open, keep your ears tuned, and we'll address this a little bit more, but they're going to have to make some changes in the future.
So, yeah, if they want to keep it solvent, they say by 2033, it'll be insolvent and that trust fund will be short. It doesn't mean there won't be any money for Social Security. It just means the trust fund will run dry. And so it's the extra amount they have to cushion it and help pay it. They're going to need to shore that up somehow. And that is one way they might do it, is raise the full retirement age. So you want to make sure you have all your ducks in a row. And I know you stay on top of this for our listeners and for your clients out there. So that's really, really good. I'm glad you pointed that out. Now, where do you want to go from here?
Let's talk about another article I just read shortly after that article this past week. T. Rowe Price report that just came out predicts an increased personalization will be a big factor in shaping your retirement in 2024. So when we talk about T. Rowe Price or Fidelity or Charles Schwab or any major investment firm, you know, you're going to hear a lot about the market projections. You're going to talk a lot about what's the great sectors or stocks or bonds or ETFs to be in. But what T. Rowe Price has said in this article and lines up with a lot of what our money managers and their experts are talking about as well. Most of them are optimistic going into the next 5 to 7 years. However, the returns may not be like we've enjoyed the last 10 to 12 years in the markets. And you better be working, and the article talks about, more with professional money managers, financial service professionals that have access to professional money managers like we do, that are on top of that, that are focusing every single effort, time, each and every hour of the day to make sure that the portfolios line up with the opportunities in the markets. And that's very important. And I don't know if we really talked about this too much in previous shows, Tony, but there's many styles of management and investing when it comes to investments and money managers. I'm going to talk about two. One is buy and hold. I like to use the phrase buy and hope. Basically, you invest your money and you just let it ride. And what you'll hear from advisors is the market goes up, the market goes down, which is true, just like our heartbeats. Over time, you'll be okay. Historically, they're spot on. But if you're 65, 75, 85, you may not have that time to ride the roller coaster. And then there's another strategy called more of defense, more of hands-on type of active management, if you will. What's that? We have money managers, which that's what our managers do. They're looking at the trends, the markets, the sectors. They have the ability day in and day out. They're not day traders, but they have the ability to move from different types of sectors, stocks, ETFs, whenever they see deemed necessary to do. And you don't pay fees for that, because as fiduciaries, we get paid an advisory fee. We cannot make commissions.
Right. And that's a good point. That's a good distinction to make right there. I know you're very transparent about how you get paid for your clients to help manage their portfolios, as well as get them started and keep them on a good financial plan overall, and specifically a retirement income plan to make sure their money will last as long as they do and beyond. So that's what all this is about and all this is for. And I don't think people need to be nervous looking at the year ahead, but you do need to work with a professional who's going to stay on top of it. And I like how you talk about actively manage money, Brad, because there's a big difference between, you know, a big company who has an algorithm and it's set it and forget it. But I know you work a lot with financial investment companies that have, you can call up and talk to the senior portfolio manager and the president and say, hey, what's going on? And they're hands on daily, looking at things, staying on top of where everything is at, aren't they?
Absolutely. And, you know, in the 30 years I've been in this industry, only in the last 10 have I been able to have that resource. The idea of 15, 20 years ago, or even maybe if you're working with a large investment firm, ask your advisor, hey, can I set up a call with the money manager of this portfolio and see what your response is? And that's what makes us different than the majority of Wall Street. And not only that, and I know we had the president of Gradient Investments, Mike Binger, on a few weeks ago, Tony. And what I love about our team of managers, which we have access and we can work with any money manager on Wall Street, they're a team of fiduciaries. They understand risk. They understand, you know, portfolios and investing more than the majority, in my opinion, because they have over 25, 30, 35 years of experience. What does that mean for you, me, and any investor? They've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. And that's important, because that's what we're probably going to experience in the next, you know, 5 to 10 years, as well as like we have the last 75 years.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And so that's really important. What's something else that we should note as we move through this year and into next year?
Well, we've addressed this before, but in the article, they touch on this as well, is the Secure Act 2.0. Just another reminder, I just did a speaking engagement a week ago, Tony, and there was about 35 people in attendance, and very successful people in the room, and very educated. And I said, just by a show of hands, how many are familiar with the Secure Act that passed? The first version was January 1st of 2020. Then the second version, 2.0 CARES Act, was passed January 1st of 2023. By a show of hands, how many people are familiar? Guess how many hands went up?
How many?
Two.
Two.
Two out of about 35. Unbelievable. Wow. Shame on financial planners. Shame on CPAs. Shame on attorneys, because there's several components. But one of the things in that act of many components, which are so important, if you're not familiar with, that's another reason why you want to have a sit-down conversation with us, because there's many components that could impact your retirement. But this is a positive. It just increased the required minimum distribution age from 70 and a half to 73. Wow. Then in 2033, it jumps to 75, unless Congress jumps in and changes that, of course.
Wow. So, and this is a great example of that. You stay on top of this so we don't have to. So the listeners don't necessarily have to. They should be aware of it, but you're going to make them aware of it. And these are the kind of changes that you make your clients aware of that they probably wouldn't hear about. That didn't get a lot of press in the media. It just kind of, I may have read a headline. If you're looking at CNBC or Fox Business News or the Wall Street Journal, you may have seen a brief article on this Secure Act. Otherwise, you know, you're not seeing it on primetime news, that's for sure. And it really did change a lot, especially for people for retirement planning and for their income that they can expect. So your expertise in that area is really important. The Secure Act 2.0 changes a lot of things, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And what helps us, Tony, you know, just to let you know and the listeners know, we're very good at what we do, but we have experts and some of the smartest people in the nation, one particular who keeps us updated daily. And I'm with this group at least probably three or four times a year, is Ed Slott. If you're not familiar with Ed Slott, Google Ed Slott. He's the number one guru in the United States, number one sought after expert for court cases when it comes to IRAs, tax law, and estate planning laws. We are part of his team. We can reach out to their office Monday through Friday to get consultation, information, expertise that we can share with our clients from them.
Wow.
So very, very powerful. So, which reminds me, we have a report. If you want to give us a call, or if we get together for a free consultation, we have a wonderful white paper called The 8 Obstacles for Retirement. And that report really shares a lot of what we talked about, but a lot more. 8 obstacles that you don't hear a lot about in the media. But one last thing I'll share with you, Tony. If you think about it, I mentioned January 1st of 2020, January 1st of 2023 for the Secure Act. Isn't it interesting that while most Americans are out celebrating the new year, out late, sleeping in New Year's Day, that's when everything goes into effect?
Exactly. Kind of under the wire there. Right. While we're sleeping in, all these changes. And so there's a lot of changes that are happening next year, like contribution limits, things. Why don't you just list off? We got a couple of minutes left here. Right. Why don't you just list off some changes that we can expect to see next year?
So let's talk about some good things. 7 things retirees should be thankful for this year. U.S. News and World Report article. Number one, overall, the market, I believe when we hit December 31st, will be a positive, not much, but it's going to be a positive. So that's good news. Another thing is Social Security increase. You know, for years it was 0% COLA, cost of living adjustment. Yep. This year it's 3.2%.
Yep.
And which, if you break it down, it's not a whole lot of money, but it may make a difference for a lot of families. That's, for the average family, could mean an increase of $59 per month.
Yeah.
For the average American,
it adds up over the course of a year, and it's better than nothing. That's for sure. And it'll help at least go toward the rising costs of goods.
That's right. You know, the IRS just came out with an announcement for 401k contribution limits for 2024. They're increasing by $500. So now you can contribute up to $23,000 per year in a 401k, which if your employer matches, do so. Take that free money. And my opinion for most people, maybe not 100%, but the most is a 401k Roth if your employer offers that option. And then, but let's say you're, you know, already contributing or maybe not contributing and you want to catch up on your Roth IRA. Right now, if you're 50 and older, basically the catch up is $7,500 per year, which is good. So that allows you to put in more money after tax, but your earnings grow tax-free and your future distributions will be tax-free.
I really think this has been a great topic. We're almost out of time. Why don't you give that phone number and web address one more time before we go?
Yes. If you want to reach us at our website, it's financialarmorshow.com. Again, that's financialarmorshow.com. Or you can call us directly at 520-543-8345. Again, that's 520-543-8345.
All right. Well, that sounds great, Brad. Good show today. Listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of the Financial Armor Show with our host, Brad Cooper.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you for listening to Financial Armor. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound retirement plan. For more information, please contact Brad Cooper at Cooper Financial Investments. Call 520-543-8343 or visit them online at cooperfinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through Cooper Financial Investments, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Arizona. Insurance products and services offered through Cooper Financial Group, LLC, an affiliated company. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.